Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning. Which way is our country going? Which way is our city going? We have Congressman Peter King of Long Island on, one of the smartest congressmen I know, a member of Homeland Security. And good morning, Congressman King. How are you this morning?
John, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing great, too. The president on Friday had a long speech on protecting America and signing the bill, not allowing, as you recommended, make sure we don't close our government. He did not close our government, but he wants to spend additional monies from outside the normal course of business. And I want to know how you feel about it.
You know, first of all, I do believe that a wall is essential. I was opposed to the government shutdown over it, but I do believe the wall is essential. And ordinarily, I would say that it's dangerous to be declaring emergencies unless it's really something of life and death and imminent. But I think in this case, the fact is it's such that the illegal immigration is increasing, that the countries coming across the border are gaming the system, using children to get across the border. And it's become both an emergency situation and a humanitarian situation. And I support it in this instance, especially because the money he's taken, from other accounts to use, does have a relationship to a wall. There's money being taken, for instance, from the military, which is there for drug interdiction and also military construction. Well, this will be a construction project, and it will be used for drug interdiction. And also, there's, I believe, forfeiture money that the Treasury Department has. So I think that ordinarily I would have real questions about an emergency declaration. In this case, I think it's warranted. And I think the fact that he's taking the money from related matters will justify it. That'll be up to the courts to decide. And that'll probably take several months. And you can be sure that some liberal judge in the Ninth Circuit out west is going to stop this temporarily, but ultimately it'll make its way to the Supreme Court, and I think it'll make it there relatively quickly because it is, again, a very strong executive action by a president. So, really what bothers me about this whole thing is that the Democrats, the way they've locked in against any kind of a wall, when over the years they were the ones who were always talking about how strong they are in border security. President Obama actually built 130 miles of barriers along the border. So I think that, the President Trump, I'm not saying the wall is the only answer. There's many answers to this. They all have to be used. I mean, everything has to be used. We need more Border Patrol. We need more immigration judges. We need more barriers. We have to find ways to expedite many of these cases. It's gone on for too long, and it has to be stopped. So that's why the president is right in having a wall, and the Democrats are wrong for saying a wall is immoral. We don't need it for 2,000 miles, but we certainly need it in the key areas.
I think America in general agrees with you 100%, and we got to protect our borders. We can't allow criminals to come in. We can't allow drug dealers to come in. We can't allow gang members to come in. You know, legitimate people, refugees that want to be American citizens, those are the people we want, people that want to work hard in America and contribute to the system. I think that's what America really wants.
I'm a grandson of immigrants. I think that immigrants and anyone who grew up in New York, I grew up in New York City, you realize the importance of immigrants. I think that the immigrants and the first generation that come in, are the hardest workers you can find in the United States. They come in, they revitalize neighborhoods, they work hard. I think some of us get lazier as we go along, but it gives the immigrant blood coming in, that new blood, which really revitalizes the country. So I strongly support immigration, but it's important that it be done legally so we know who's coming in.
Peter King, you're a Long Island congressman, and Amazon got shot down in New York City by three or four progressive Democrats. Mayor de Blasio was annoyed at it. Even Governor Cuomo was annoyed at it. Can three or four people that are a little bit on the nutty side or whatever. I could say that. You can't say that, baby. Stop a $30 billion program for New York City that's going to create 25,000 jobs.
Wow. Unfortunately, that's what happened. This is an absolute disgrace. This would have been 25,000 jobs. Over 10 years, it would have resulted in about $27 billion in revenue. And that's like the direct funding we're talking about. Think of all those businesses in the Long Island City area. Think of all the homes where you have the new employees coming in, what it'll do to property values. The pizza parlors, the bodegas, the Uber drivers, the taxi cab drivers. I mean, all that money generating through the economy.
All those people making $200,000 a year from Amazon who want to go to the finest restaurants. The waiters.
And, of course, more restaurants. I mean, it'll be great. I mean, think of all the, and then the working people, the bartenders, the waiters, the people who benefit from this, the cab drivers. And for what? I mean, this whole phony argument that they're getting $3 billion in incentives, hey, that was all negotiated. But if you give people $3 billion and you get back 27 in revenues and you get 25,000 jobs, and that could impact, I've heard, as many as 75,000 to 80,000 jobs. I mean, by the time you have all the peripheral effects of that. So an absolute disgrace. This is the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. It's important for Democrats to stand up to them. There's nothing romantic or dramatic about them. There's nothing they're doing to helping working people. The people are going to, listen, Amazon, they're going to always make their money. They're going to be, the millionaires are going to be millionaires.
Yep.
The people who are going to be hurt here are going to be blue-collar people, people who are the young professionals, people working their way up. They're the ones who are being hurt. So the people who needed the help are being hurt, and they're being hurt by the phonies who claim that they're speaking for them, and that's the progressive left. They are dangerous to the country.
Congressman King, I agree 100%, but it could be even worse that it will throw cold water for other electronic companies that want to come to New York. And that could be New York could have been Silicon Valley, the next Silicon Valley. Facebook, Google, all of them coming to New York. And I think Jeff Bezos took the attitude that if I have to deal with these nuts, then maybe I shouldn't build here.
John, I can't blame him. I mean, listen, you just think of what this did, the impact this had at a time when New York is losing jobs, when New York is losing revenue, when New York is having people move out. This would have been such a shot in the arm, bringing business back in and attracting more business and making, as you said, I guess, Silicon Valley type effect. New York would be looked upon, again, as this magnet, as this hub to encourage more and more business. Instead, that's almost now like putting a sign up that you can't do business in New York.
Well, they brought in the unions with all their signs, with all their labors, saying, well, if you're not going to be a union shop, we don't want you in New York. I mean, New York is for everyone. And
the building trade unions strongly supported. The building trades unions were supporting it. And the others, listen, I mean, you can always organize New York. They may have to organize to get the unions, but it was not. Listen, nothing is ever perfect. But in this case, this was as close to it as you're going to get. I grew up near that area. I grew up in Sunnyside, right next to Long Island City. And that area has done so much. It looks great these days. It's phenomenal. And this would have added to it. It would have made that whole section of Western Queens would have been a hub for all of New York and for the country and the world. This is a disaster, an absolute disaster.
Congressman, I'll tell you, I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to ask the governor and the mayor. Those four people responsible for us losing Amazon should resign, and they should resign, go away, and maybe we can, have Amazon at the table one more time.
Well, there's a real obligation on the mayor here because the Democrats now control everything. This would not have happened if the Republicans controlled the state Senate. This would not have happened. And the fact is, that's where it was really killed. If Joe Crowley was still the congressman, it wouldn't have happened. So as the leader of the Democratic Party in New York, Andrew Cuomo's got to stand up to these people. He's got to tell the progressive left they cannot take over his party. They cannot take over the city and the state, which is what's happening. It's going to be ruination from New York if the progressive left is allowed to dominate the party. Basically, we have one party rule in New York right now, and that party is being controlled by the progressive base. There may not be a majority, but they're the ones calling the shots, and the governor has to stop that.
Governor Cuomo asked him to resign, and I think that could be an answer. Congressman King, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning, and thank you for all the hard work for all New Yorkers, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you very much, and have a great Sunday.
Thank you. This is the Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back.